This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.
Welcome back to our continued coverage of Origins Lending Tech live here in beautiful Aurora, Colorado, and look who I have in the studio lounge, Mr. Britt Barker from Origins. How are you, Britt?
Thank you, and thanks for being here with us.
Oh my gosh! Oh my
Glad
gosh,
to have
my pleasure.
It.
Yeah, this place alone is pretty stellar.
Yeah, so. Brand. Another, it seems brand new, anyways.
I think
new
it
Gaylord.
Is brand new. Yeah,
it's always cool to come back to the Rockies.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, they're just right over our shoulder there, and I don't know if there's any snow left on the tops there, but
we'll give it a few months.
Impressive. Yeah, impressive. I bet this place is really impressive in the wintertime.
Yeah,
like right around the holidays and stuff.
Yeah, could be.
I bet it really shines brightly. So, but anyway, we digress. Let's talk about some technology, shall we?
Seems like we talk about that a lot.
Yeah,
so I'm
24/7.
Ready. Bring it. How can we help?
All right, the topic at hand here, Britt, is the next wave of technological breakthroughs is focused on auto lending and loan origination platforms. So that's a pretty bold statement there. So do you think? What
For
do you
sure.
think about that?
I think it's just that's constant. That is always changing, always trying to get better, whether it's an auto, whether it's a credit card, whether it's whatever it is. As consumers, we want it. We want it now.
We want
it easy.
Oh, yeah.
And it needs to be that easy. It
mm-hmm.
needs to be right here, and I can find it, I can click, I can execute on it. And I can tell you, visiting with the lenders in the room here with us in the conference, they want to get it there. They want to make it that easy. It's classic credit
mm-hmm,
union, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Member helping member, and they want to hang on to that member. So we need to provide technology that members as consumers
mm-hmm.
will utilize,
yeah,
enjoy,
yeah.
and like.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, that the neat thing I think is in the fintech space, there's always disruptors coming
yeah.
that might bring a sliver or a portion or something that might help
yeah.
the cause.
Yeah.
And so it's the integration of those items with a loan origination platform
mm-hmm.
or with a core system or with the technology that institution is using
mm-hmm.
that enables them to go ahead and execute on
yeah.
immediately.
Yeah.
So always evolving, always changing, and that's really our job, is to help these credit unions continue to improve and move forward and gain membership and take care of the existing members.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we're so influenced by the retail sector, especially the Amazon experience, because Tony was in here earlier. Tony Battelle was talking about the Amazon effect on everything and how it's kind of influencing what we're doing in this space. So, and we got to go there, or else, you know, dare I say, we'll be a blockbuster, you know, or a company that doesn't, you know, progress with the times, what you're talking about here. We'll
yeah,
get left in the dust.
Yeah, that Amazon experience has just created that expectation
yeah.
of making
yeah.
it that easy for me. And then you balance that with compliance, with regulation, and regulation tends to follow.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, when that comes,
mm-hmm.
it's not an overreaction to that, but mm-hmm. kind of applying that to the process
yeah.
that enables that lender to still stay innovative, stay in front, and offer what they need
yep.
to offer.
Yep.
And so that's really what we're constantly, fortunately, analyzing the industry, looking at the competition, looking at what the members want, looking at what I want, just as an average consumer,
yeah. Yeah.
right? And applying that to our platform.
Yeah.
And I
yeah.
think where the credit unions will continue to win is this momentum, this sharing, this strategic, this advisory,
mm-hmm,
this
mm-hmm.
collaboration
mm-hmm.
that we get, that it helps really move our platforms
yeah.
forward.
Well said, well said. Hey, so what do or will the system offer lenders?
You know, right now it seems like many lenders are looking for additional analytics, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's looking at their reporting, they're looking at their data.
Right.
So, okay, how do I use that data? Or how do I even use alternative sources of data to help me as a lender make a competent, conforming, proper decision
mm-hmm.
quick,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So right now it's integrations with various third parties
yeah.
that can bring valid data in and help that lender execute immediately.
Yeah.
So we are doing a variety, whether it's the APIs, right, or the software development kits. It's basically integrations informing data to really give you and I what we want, that decision more quickly.
Yeah, yeah. Should this stuff almost be, I've heard the term that banking should be almost invisible. Should this stuff kind of follow suit there should almost be invisible, where obviously it should be effortless, as they say. Again, going back to the Amazon effect. So I know invisible might be too stretch of a term, but
I think maybe there's two thoughts there. I think invisible is, we're an entity like Origins, right, is invisible in the sense of it's the credit union's brand.
Right,
it's
right,
the institution's
right.
brand that is providing that to the membership.
Right.
So we're behind the scenes empowering them for
sure.
And then your other invisible maybe is how easy, how seamless, how it comes to the surface.
Yeah,
and and one I always fall back on is show me, you know me, right? I've interacted with this institution in
an
interface somewhere along the line.
Yeah.
You should recognize that if we have a relationship and let's build on that and let's go.
Yeah.
And one of the most simple ways to do that is these decision engines. These get so darn complex. But if lenders will just revisit their engine consistently, I think that's going to provide the member service they want, because the way they can tweak and provide that can give me that system decision and tell me I'm good to go.
Right.
Or grab other third parties that have these resting or pre-approvals that are just waiting for me. So it's there. It's really taking the time to be strategic and deploying that.
Yeah, good stuff. So, and when you guys talk to credit unions around the country, what features are most important for creating a high-performing LOS?
So certainly the analytics, utilizing that analytics, the third-party integrations, these different fintech disruptors.
Right, right.
And that's one thing that at Origins we're doing right now is our focus has really come back to consumer lending. We flirted with mortgage there for a while, and we are all in on the consumer experience, so we are able to execute now on bringing these various third parties into the system. Historically, core systems, the system of record, can take lenders only so far when it comes to lending. That's really when a loan origination platform enters the equation, especially as these institutions get bigger and more dynamic. And so having a system that the staff, whether I'm in the call center or in the branch or wherever I might be, this thing works for me, this helps me, this makes me more efficient in addition to what I might use online. So there's this constant balance here at Origins where we're really trying to take care of that online experience but delight the staff with the efficiency. And when you get that right, you and I as consumers are like, there's that experience.
Yeah.
And it was somewhat invisible in the sense of, you mean you did what I wanted you to do in a timely manner. That's maybe the way we define it.
And that gets back to your statement. What was it? Show me, you know me.
Yeah,
totally. Oh my gosh, full circle here. Yeah. And then that ultimately builds that loyalty and that trust that everyone's looking for.
Right.
Sure. So we see auto decisioning increasing in usage. So what are the benefits, and should more credit unions tap into this?
100%. And this is where they've got to go back and continue to fine tune it. We just came out of a session right now where we're talking on the indirect side. Most of the institutions that we interact with are somewhere in the 20s, maybe low 30s as far as system approval. And there are so many out there, though, that can be as high as 50, 60, or 70. The two that were speaking with us were in those percentages. And so this auto decision, it's really about complementary variables that they can play. And there's champion challengers reports, there's the data, and the institutions, the credit unions are getting better at this, utilizing their data, looking at their insights, and applying that. Yeah. Now let's go in and update the system so that you don't be comfortable with a 25, a 35, a 45. Let's go, let's get to 50, let's get to 60, let's get to 70%. As the new benchmark for auto decisioning, because that's what you and I want. We want an answer right
now. Yeah, speed is the key.
Yep.
Right there. And I've heard that so many times today.
I
think you're probably the fifth or sixth interview where speed has come into play here.
Yeah.
So there's definitely something to it. So last question here for you, Britt. What do you enjoy most about your interactions with credit unions at a conference like this? Kind of a softball question.
Do
you gain anything from it as well?
I think we all walk around with a high of just fun to see everyone again, interact with people, because it has been a pandemic. But I think part of it is there's a genuine eagerness to do better. How can I help my members? And with credit unions being regionally, you apply that all together and just see, hey, credit unions are going places, and credit unions will continue to win because of that point.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get better to take care of that membership.
Yeah. Well said, sir. Well, on that note, I'm going to let you get back at it. Thank you
thank
so
you,
much.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, man. Be well, be safe, and we'll see you round two here
right,
in a little
sounds
while.
Good.
So, all right. Thanks, man.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.